This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Little Rock Slumlord highlights tenant abuse in Arkansas. Imran Bora is not exactly a household name everywhere in Pulaski County where Little Rock and North Little Rock are located, but among lower income tenants, he's famous in the worst of ways as a notorious slumlord. He has about 150 properties that he rents in both cities, with perhaps the bulk of them in North Little Rock. Recently, his latest company, Entropy, and his practices got some much needed attention after he evicted and seized the possessions of Theodore Thompson, a tenant who is also a member of Arkansas Community Organizations, the former Arkansas Acorn, and their tenant organizing and advocacy project. Of course, saying he was a tenant is kind of a stretch in some ways, because he was never given a key to his apartment after Bowrod drove him to look at the place and kept his car idling outside while Thompson checked it out. Supposedly, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, his property manager was supposed to drop the key by. Thompson didn't pay rent without the key and didn't know where he was even supposed to pay rent. Then, Thompson found an eviction notice affixed to the door, and Bora seized all his belongings in the process, which amazingly is a landlord's right in Washington, in Arkansas. Thompson, ACO, and the rest of us might ask how any of this is possible and how can it be stopped. As Thompson says, it's hard for me to understand how I'm not the first, and if he's not stopped, I definitely won't be the last. Sadly, this seems to be just business as usual for Bora, and talking to Neil Seeley, head organizer of ACO, many other slumlords in central Arkansas who operate with similar impunity. Since the beginning of 2016, the newspaper found that Bora's properties have been cited for code violations 170 times in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Many of Bora's tenants claim they believe he has no interest in making repairs because a big part of his business model is based on collecting security deposits, first and last month rent, and pyramiding his money based on quick evictions. All of that is helped by the fact that Arkansas has arguably the worst laws protecting tenants in the country. Without a doubt, Arkansas is the only state that has a statute that makes eviction a criminal offense. What that really means is that a tenant either protesting and withholding their rent to pressure a landlord to make repairs, or a tenant falling behind on their rent is seen under Arkansas law to be effectively stealing from their landlord. A landlord can also evict a tenant with 3 days' notice for any reason or no reason at all and file a notice of unlawful detainer in civil court. As the Attorney General's website details, that's not a pretty process. Unlawful detainer actions require a landlord to provide you with a 3 days written notice to vacate. If you do not leave, the landlord can sue by filing a complaint against you in court. After you receive a summons to appear in court, you have 5 days to object in writing to the eviction. Any objection must be filed with the clerk of court in which the eviction action was filed. And you should send a copy of your objection to the landlord's lawyer. If you do not file an objection, you may be removed from the dwelling by the county sheriff. If you do object, a hearing will be scheduled to determine the outcome to your case. If that's not bad, it can actually get worse for tenants. As one report noted, tenants who plead not guilty have to pay the amount the landlord says they owe to the court before they get a trial. In the Little Rock suburb of Jacksonville, they're held on $250 bail. If criminalizing non-rent payment isn't enough to make Arkansas the most landlord-friendly state in the country, the fact that there is no warrant of habitability guaranteeing that the tenant is living in a safe dwelling also makes Arkansas the only state without such a promise to its citizens as well. It's fair to say that Arkansas has the worst landlord-tenant laws in the country. How long can this be allowed to continue? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.